Good morning, brothers and sisters. I'll be reading from John chapter 20, verse 1 to 18. The empty tomb. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came returning to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb, crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white, seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and one at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where have you put him, and I'll get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that she had said that he had said these things to her.
Hallelujah! Christ is risen.
Hallelujah! 主耶稣已经复活了。
You can say that with us.
请大家一起来说。
Very good. We only do this once a year.
我们今天，我们一年只这么说这么一次。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Christ is risen.
耶稣复活了。
Yes, it's hard to do it in bilingual.
非常难啊，两个语言一同来说这样的一句话。
I want to thank Christina to translate today's sermon to Chinese.
谢谢 Christina 姐妹为我今天的讲道翻译成中文。
And she can speak with force and authority as well. 她很有力气的，很有权威的来翻译今天的正道。Now, Australian Federal Government called me some time ago.
澳大利亚联邦政府前一段时间打电话给我。
So they said, "Hello, Mr. Peter Yong."
他说：“燕先生是你吗？”
Me, yes.
我说是呀。
This is the Australian Federal Government Reclaim Department.
对方说，哦，这是澳大利亚联邦政府归还回收部门。
I was worried. Yes, what's wrong?
我非常忧愁。我说是的，请问发生什么事了吗？
Sorry to inform you, we made a mistake.
很抱歉地告诉您，我们之前犯了一个错误。
哇 ，so happy.
哇，我很开心。
We overcharged you $8,400 of tax.
我们多收了您8400澳币的税。
The reclaim department will return the money to you.
我们部门会尽快把这个钱还给你。
We'll send you a check.
我们会给你发一张支票。
What's your address and your bank account number?
你的地址和银行账号是什么呢？
Me, click, scan.
我立刻挂断了电话，骗子。
The smarter your handphones get, the smarter are scammers' tricks.
你的智能手机有多智能，现在骗子的伎俩就有多厉害。
Apart from reclaim department offering refund,
除了收这个部门需要给我还现金还还。
There's your friends.You know, asking, begging for emergency money because they're stuck somewhere overseas.
还有你的朋友着急找你借钱，因为他告诉你说他在国外被困住了。
Or someone calling you and say you need to update your bank account app password.
或者有人告诉你说你银行账号的密码呀需要更新了。
So of course, with all this, you become hardened to anything that smells dodgy.
所以你对这些诈骗的东西已经变得麻木不仁了。
And certainly, nothing sounds more dodgy than a dead man coming back to life.
当然，没有一个东西能够比这个死人复活更让人觉得可疑了。
Resurrection sure smells like a rat.
耶稣的复活，这个听起来就像是一个最大的骗局。
After 700 of studies, and Josh McDowell concludes.
在研究了复活这件事情700个小时之后，乔西得出了这样的一个结论。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is either one of the most wicked.
耶稣基督的复活，要么就是全世界最恶劣的一个。
Vicious, heartless hoaxes ever imposed on people.
最残忍、最无情的一个最大的骗局。
Or otherwise is the most important fact of history.
要么就是历史上最真实的一个事实之一。
Today's sermon is the biggest scam.
今天讲到的题目是惊天骗局。
I wish to invite you to consider whether today's scripture about Jesus' resurrection is true.
我邀请大家一同与我来思考今天所说耶稣基督复活的经文是真的吗？
Or is it just fairy tale?
哦，只是一个童话故事而已。
Today's scripture tells of real life experiences.
今天的经文讲述的是人们真实生活中的经历。
Not only of one isolated person, but Mary Magdalene, Peter and John.
不仅仅是一个人的经历，是抹大拉玛利亚、约翰和彼得的经历。
They were at the tomb where Jesus had been buried.
他们都在耶稣被埋葬的坟墓里见证了复活。
If Jesus' resurrection were a scam,
如果耶稣的复活是一个骗局，
Mary Magdalene seemed the biggest victim.
摩大拉的玛利亚似乎是最大的受害者。
But as the story continues,
可是故事随着故事的继续，
Mary experiences a resurrected king.
玛利亚却经历到了一个复活的主。
And oh, what a difference the resurrected king makes.
哦，复活的君王还带来了什么样的改变呢？
From tears and anguish, Mary bursts forth with Rabboni, my Lord and King.
从眼泪和痛苦中，玛利亚说：“拉伯尼，我的主，我的王。”
Mary's faith is shared by Christians the world over.
玛利亚的信仰也分享给全世界所有的基督徒。
Declaring in the Apostles' Creed.
他们在使徒信经中宣告。
I believe in the resurrection of the body.
我相信身体的复活。
Now there are accountable scams in this world today.
在这个世界上有数不清的骗局。
But Jesus' resurrection is no scam.
可是耶稣的复活绝对不是一个骗局。
For me and most people here at ECCS and millions the world over, we believe there's trustworthy evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
对于我，对于 ECC 我们大家，还有全世界数百数百万的基督徒而言，耶稣基督的复活是有确据的。
To go through all the evidence will mean we have to skip lunch today or dinner and sleep for weeks.
要彻底彻查耶稣复活的证据啊，这表示我们要几周的时间不吃不喝。
So I'll present just three key pieces of evidence for you to chew on this morning.
所以今天早上我就要为大家展现三个关键的证据，供大家来思考。
Please turn to today's scripture.
让我们来看看今天的经文。
It begins with Mary's discovery. The tomb is empty.
一切都开始于玛利亚的发现，坟墓是空的。
So So the verse 1 of today's scripture says the stone had been removed from the entrance.
第一节说石头已经从入口处被挪开了。
Verse 2, they have taken the Lord out of the tomb.
第二节继续说他们把主从坟墓里带走了。
So from 3 onwards to 10, two disciples confirmed Mary's discovery.
三到十节中说两个门徒确认玛利亚的发现是对的。
The burial clothes were there, but no corpse.
埋葬用的布在那里，可是没有尸体。
Of course, the empty tomb invites counter argument.
当然了，空的坟墓引起了许多反对的声音。
Maybe wrong address. They went to the wrong tomb.
也许他们说你们去错了坟墓。
Possible, but improbable.
可能，可是也不太可能。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus was buried only 2 days ago.
因为耶稣在两天前才被埋葬。
And the tomb is not something you forget like you forget your car keys.
坟墓不是你像会忘记带钥匙那样会忘记的一件事情。
So, no wrong tomb.
所以不是的，不是错误的坟墓。
Another counter argument could be someone stole the body.
另外一个论点，反驳的论点是有人偷走了尸体。
Perhaps the disciples did that?
是门徒偷走了?
Possible, but again, improbable.
有可能,可是也说不通。
Why?
为什么呢?
They were scared stiff. They were busy hiding.
因为他们吓得都全身僵硬了,他们赶紧躲了起来。
Stealing the body was the last thing on their mind.
偷走尸体是他们当下最不会考虑的事情。
Besides, if they stole the body, they will know that it's all a lie.
此外，如果他们真的偷走了身体，他们就知道这是一个谎言了。
If it's a lie, no disciple would have died for the gospel.
如果是一个谎言，没有一个门徒会为福音而死。
Think about it. Would you die for a lie?
想想看，你会为了一个谎言而死吗？
But because all the remaining disciples died for the gospel, something so dependent on Jesus' resurrection, you know it's no scam.
因为所有的门徒最后都是因福音的缘故而殉道，因为主耶稣基督的复活是确据，所以这不是一个骗局。
If the disciples didn't do it, then perhaps Jesus' enemies?
如果门徒没有做，难道是耶稣的敌人吗？仇敌吗？
Unlikely also.
不可能。
If they did,Don't you think they'll simply produce the body and expose the whole thing as a scam?
如果他们做了，他们干脆把身体展现给大家看，让大家知道这是一个骗局，不就好了吗？
Besides, it was precisely because Jesus predicted his resurrection in 3 days.
此外，正是因为耶稣他预言了三日之内他会复活。
So the Roman official sealed the tomb.
罗马政府把这个坟墓死死地封印了起来。
Like the police today, black and yellow tape, you know, at the crime scenes.
就像警察在犯罪现场用的那个黑黄的胶带一样。
The tomb was out of bounds.
坟墓是一个禁区。
And there were Roman soldiers on guard.
还有罗马士兵在看守。
Under such circumstances,
在这种情况下，
would you dare to steal the body?
你敢偷尸体吗？
Nobody.
没有人。
That's right. The tomb is empty because Jesus walks out alive.
那个坟墓是空的，因为耶稣基督自己走了出来。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Christ is alive.
基督复活了。
Dr. Paul L. Meyer, professor of ancient history at Western Michigan University, concluded.
密西根的西部大学古代历史学教授保罗得出了这样的结论。
The tomb in which Jesus was buried was actually empty on the morning of the first Easter.
耶稣被埋葬的坟墓在复活节的第一个清晨，它就是空的了。
So the count today, resurrection 1, scam 0.
复活得一分，骗局，没有得分。
Second,
第二。
Back to today's scripture again.
回到今天的经文。
Jesus' appearances post-resurrection.
玛利亚，今天耶稣基督的形象让我们看到了复活的主。
Mary saw resurrected Jesus with her own eyes.
玛利亚亲眼看见了耶稣。
And verse 18 says, Mary, I have seen the Lord.
第十八节中，玛利亚说，我看见了主。
And the next sentence, Mary also heard Jesus speak.
接下来玛利亚，她还说，玛利亚听到了耶稣对她说话。
And elsewhere in the Bible,
在圣经其他地方
we're told of 9 other appearances Jesus made.
我们被告知耶稣出现了九次在不同的场合。
To individuals,
对个人
or in groups up to 500 people,
以及多达500个人的团体。
The effects of such appearances on Jesus' followers are profound.
他这样的显现对耶稣的追随者是有深远的影响。
Their lives changed.
生命彻底被改变了。
Before resurrection, Peter ran away like a dog with a tail tucked between his legs.
在复活之前，彼得好像夹着尾巴的狗一样逃跑。
After resurrection,
复活之后，
Peter preached fervently and 3,000 people believed.
彼得热情的传道，有3000个人都信主了。
What a difference!
这是多么大的一个改变。
Again, people suggest counter arguments to Jesus' appearances.
又有人对耶稣显现提出了反驳。
Perhaps it's hallucination.
他们觉得也许是一个幻觉。
Or vision.
也许是一个想象，或者是一个意象。
Unlikely.
不太可能。
Because hallucinations and visions usually occur in individuals.
因为幻觉和幻象是在个人身上体现的。
Not in groups of people, especially up to 500 people at one time.
不是在群体里，特别是有500个人的群体。
Furthermore, hallucinations usually continue indefinitely.
此外，幻觉通常会持续不断的出现。
But appearances of Jesus stopped abruptly after Jesus ascended to heaven.
可是自耶稣升天之后，关于耶稣显现的这个讨论戛然而止了。
So Jesus' appearances tell us his resurrection is no scam.
所以耶稣的出现告诉我们说，他的复活不是骗局。
So resurrection now is 2 and scam still 0.
复活得了2分，骗局仍然没有得分。
And now for the third reason.
第三个原因。
It comes with the question, did Jesus really die?
问题是耶稣真的死了吗？
Ironically, we can't talk about resurrection without talking about dying.
最讽刺的是，我们在讨论复活的时候，我们不能不讨论死亡。
Why?
为什么？
Because if Jesus did not die,
如果耶稣基督没有死，
then there's no resurrection.
那就没有复活。
It's like all of us here.
这就像我们在这里所有的人一样。
We can't claim resurrection, right? Because we never died yet anyway.
我们不能说我们自己复活了，因为我们还没死过。
Anyway, skeptics suggest.
反对者还提出了这样的论断。
Jesus did die, only just comatose.
耶稣根本没有死，他就是昏过去了。
Whoever suggests this doesn't understand three things.
这样的人他不理解三件事。
First is flogging.
第一个，他们不理解鞭打。
Especially regarding when it was stopped.
特别不理解的是什么时候鞭打停止了。
See, flogging was stopped when the officer had determined that any more lashes would have killed the person.
鞭打只有在军官确定他再打几鞭，这个人就要死的时候，他才会停止。
So when flogging stopped, Jesus was barely alive.
因此鞭打之后，耶稣已经奄奄一息了。
That's clear when he could not carry his cross to Mount Calvary.
他这一点在他没有办法把十字架扛上加略略山这一点已经看得出来。
The second thing they don't understand is crucifixion.
第二个他们不理解的是什么是被钉在十字架。
Roman soldiers absolutely knew whether a crucified person is dead or not.
罗马士兵当然知道在十字架上被钉死的人他死了没有。
They are professionals.
因为他们是专业的。
That's why they didn't break the leg of Jesus.
这就是为什么他们没有打断耶稣的腿。
When they broke the legs of two other crucifixions to hurry up their deaths.
他打断了十字架其他两个人的腿，让他们能够快点死去。
Jesus' death was further confirmed.By the piercing of Jesus' side.
耶稣的死亡又通过刺透他身体的一侧来表明。
At which blood and water gushed out.
当时身体的水和血，积水和血都流出来了。
The presence of water showed Jesus had died.
积水的表明了耶稣已经死了。
The technical term is effusion, E-F-F-U-S-I-O-N.
这个技术 术语说这个水啊，它叫做积水脓液。
Effusion occurs only in dead people.
积水脓液失水只有在死人的身上才有。
So it's hard to take seriously anyone suggesting Jesus did not die.
很难相信耶稣基督并没有死。
And third,
第三,
the crucifixion was a public event.
钉在十字架这件事是一个非常公开的事件。
It wasn't like a tree fell in country Victoria and nobody knew whether it made a sound.
这不像在维州乡下一棵树倒下了，你也都不知道它有没有发出声音。
Jesus' crucifixion was very public, like being held at Federation Square.
耶稣基督被钉死是非常公开的，就像在联邦广场一样。
Of course, authorities make sure Jesus really died.
当然，当局确保了耶稣基督死了。
All the I's dotted and the T's crossed.
所有的细节都确保万无一失。
But because Jesus really did die, therefore his resurrection is no scam.
所以因为耶稣基督真的死了，所以他的复活不是骗局。
Resurrection 3, scam still 0.
复活三分，骗局没有证据。
The evidence is overwhelming.
这证据是确确实实的摆在我们面前的。
Jesus' resurrection is no scam.
复活不是一个骗局。
Historians have concluded.
历史学家已经得出了结论。
Resurrection is the best attested fact in history that passes any reasonable scrutiny.
复活是在历史上最经得起考验的一个事实。
Invariably.
不可避免的是。
Many people set out to disprove Jesus' resurrection.
许多人竟开始证明耶稣的复活是假的。
But they usually ended up believing.
通常他们最后都相信了。
Some of the best examples are these.
我有一些很好的例子可以来证明。
For example, Dr. Frank Morrison.
法兰克莫里森博士。
A well-known rationalist lawyer.
是一个著名的理性主义律师。
He wrote, "Who moved the stone to testify his Christian conversion?"
他写了谁挪动了石头来证明他接纳耶稣基督的信仰。
Also, Dr. Simon Greenleaf.
西蒙·格林利夫博士。
Professor of Law at Harvard University.
哈佛大学法学教授。
He wrote a book of resurrection evidences as a court case.
他写了一本关于复活证据的书，将其作为一场法庭案件来论证。
And the third, Lord Darling.
第三个例子是达林。
Former Chief Justice of England.
前英国首席大法官。
He concluded.
他得出结论。
Overwhelming evidence exists to render a verdict that the resurrection story is true.
有压倒性的证据来表明说耶稣的复活是确实的。
And more recently, there's Lee Strobel.
近期的例子还有一个叫李斯特·罗伯伯尔的例子。
Okay, let me show that. Yep. He's a self-proclaimed atheist journalist.
他是自称为一个无神论的记者。
He wanted to disprove his Christian wife's faith.
他想要证明他的妻子的信仰是错误的。
But he discovered faith in God for himself.
可是他为他自己找到了耶稣基督的信仰。
Of which the truth of Jesus' resurrection is key.
耶稣基督的复活，这个对他是一个关键性的转变。
So Lee Strobel became a Christian.
因此，李成为了一名基督徒。
And wrote the book The Case for Christ.
写了书，书的名字叫《为基督辩护》。
That's made into a movie in 2017.
2017年还被拍成了一部电影。
Friends,
朋友们
，In this world，
在这个世界上。
Scams are increasingly more severe, twisted, and evil.
诈骗变得更加的扭曲、严重和邪恶。
But Jesus' resurrection is no scam.
可是耶稣基督的复活不是一个骗局。
But what is scam is people won't believe it.
可是真正的谎言是人们不相信耶稣的复活。
That's the biggest scam.
这才是最大的谎言。
Are you holding out for a better salvation?
你们还在等更好的救赎吗？
Friends, you won't find a better one.
亲爱的朋友们，你们不会找到更好的救赎。
Because Jesus' crucifixion has demonstrated the greatest love.
因为耶稣基督在十字架已经展现了最大的爱。
John 15:13 tells us.
约翰福音十五章十三节告诉我们。
Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends.
没有人比这个更大的爱，就是一个人为他的朋友舍命。
But because Jesus is the Son of God, He resurrected.
因为耶稣是神的儿子，他才复活了。
And because Jesus is the Son of God,
因为耶稣是神的儿子，
only His death can pay for the sins of the world.
只有他的死才能救赎全人类的罪。
A preacher says,
一位传道人说，
Most people get uncomfortable when there is talk about sin.
大多数人在谈论罪的时候会感觉到不舒服。
Because many people misunderstand what sin is.
因为很多人他误解了罪到底意义是什么。
So when I say you are a sinful person,
当我说你是一个有罪的人的时候，
I'm not making character judgment on you.
我们并不是在对你的品格品性做出论断。
I'm not saying you're a bad person like a notorious robber or murderer.
我不是说你像是一个坏人，像是一个强盗或者是犯人一样。
A sinful person is one who says no to God.
一个有罪的人其实就是对神说不的人。
You don't want God to rule over you.
你不想要让上帝来管教你。
You may even believe in God, some God, and even pray.
你可能相信一些其他的神，也许你也有祷告。
And even, but when push comes to shove, you want to be in charge.
可是当形势变得严峻的时候，你就想要掌控这个局面了。
In modern context, God seems irrelevant.
在现在这个时代，上帝似乎变得无关紧要。
Why?
为什么？
Because you don't depend on God for your daily bread anymore.
因为我们不再依赖上帝来供应我们每日的需要，粮食的需要。
Come rain or shine,
无论是晴天或是雨天。
There's always food in your house or in the supermarket.
在你家里或超市里一直都有食物。
And plenty of it, especially in Australia.
特别在澳洲，我们有非常丰盛的供应。
Gone are the days.
可是以前的时代。
Where every bite of food is so dependent on God's providence.
我们每一口的食物都需要依靠上帝的供应。
For example, when there is sunshine, that means good harvest.
比如说，阳光普照代表着丰收。
When there's rain, poor harvest.
下雨就代表着欠收。
Starvation.
就欠收。
With human advancement, life becomes good.
随着人类的进步，生活就变得越来越美好了。
But is it really?
但真的是这样吗？
You may be the richest and wealthiest generation that ever lived.
我们有可能是有史以来最富有的一代。
But do you feel most appreciated, cherished, or loved?
可是你有觉得你被欣赏、被珍惜和被爱吗？
Someone describes what life is like without God in charge.
有人说没有上帝的生活会是怎么样的？
It's like speed without direction.
就像是没有方向的速度一样。
Existence without life.
就像是我们活着没有生命。
For that would be madness and emptiness.
那就是很疯狂，也是一个很空虚的生命。
Or amusement without happiness.
没有快乐的娱乐。
That's restlessness.
这是焦虑不安的。
Or this, acquaintances without friends, that is loneliness.
我们没有朋友的熟人是很孤独的。
Or strength without control, aimlessness.
我们徒有力气，可是没有控制力，是没有方向的。
How about this? Sex without love, meaninglessness.
我们有性，但无爱是没有意义的。
And lastly, today without tomorrow,
最后
hopelessness.
最后我们拥有今天却无明天是绝望的。
You feel any of these?
我们能够感觉到这些吗？
Friends, resurrection is no scam.
朋友们，复活不是骗局。
What is scam is people thinking they can live without God.
骗局是人们以为他们能够没有上帝而活。
And of course you can think so.
当然你可以这样想。
That is until you face death.
可是直到你面对死亡的那一天。
No amount of modern technology or human advancements can get the sting of death out of sin.
现代的技术、人类的进步都没有办法把我们从罪中拯救出来，摆脱死亡。
Only faith in the resurrected Christ can.
只有复活的基督可以做到。
Christ is risen.
基督复活了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hence Paul declares in 1 Corinthians 15:55.
因此保罗在哥林多前书十五章五十五节中宣告。
Where, O death, is your victory?
死啊，你的权势在哪里？
Where, O death, is your sting?
死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
Jesus has paid for your sins by his death on the cross.
耶稣基督已经在十字架的死为你我救赎了我你我的罪。
And by his resurrection he has overcome death.
因为他的复活他战胜了死亡。
Therefore, believe in Jesus so that death is not your final end, but eternal life.
所以相信耶稣，死亡不是我们最终的结局，得胜才是我们永恒的生命，才是我们最终的结局。
And there are three things you have to do to receive Jesus as your Savior.
要接受耶稣基督为救主，我们需要做三件事。
I call it the ABC of repentance.
我把它称为悔改 ABC。
A is acknowledge your sins and your need for forgiveness.
A 是承认你的罪和你需要被饶恕。
B is believe Jesus has paid for all penalty of your sin and ready to forgive you.
B 是相信耶稣已经为你的罪付上了代价并愿意饶恕你。
C is commit to live for Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
C 是决心以耶稣为你的救主，并且为主而活。
Acknowledge basically saying, I'm sorry, Jesus.
承认对主说，我为我的罪感到羞愧。
Believe is saying, Jesus, thank you for dying for me.
相信的意思是，谢谢主，你为我而死。
And commit is to say, Jesus, I receive you.
承认是说，耶稣，我愿意接受你。
If there's anyone here who has not gone through ABC of faith,
如果我们有谁还没有走过这个悔改的 ABC,
today is a good opportunity that I invite you to make this commitment.
今天是很好的机会，我邀请你来与我一同悔改。
We will do this later on. You can come to me separately. I can help you.
你可以在会后来找我，我可以来帮助你。
Actually, I'm not helping you. It's God that helps you.
其实不是我帮助你，是神在帮助你。
Let me just go along your life journey as your friend.
让我像一个朋友一样陪伴你走过人生路。
Confess.
承认。
Commit to Jesus to live for Him instead of for yourself.
承认并委身在耶稣基督里，不再依靠我们自己的能力。
Amen.
Amen.